Welcome to Bourbon, Beers, and Belvederes. I'm Adam.
And I'm Paul.
And I'm Jerry.
And it is Cinco de Mayo. This episode is actually being recorded on Cinco de Mayo, and I'm going to do my level best to make sure that it actually gets out today. That'll depend on my wife and children and how much is actually going on inside the house whenever I get up there. So, you know, in the spirit of Cinco de Mayo, we are switching it up from bourbon to tequila. And why not? Because it's delicious. There are many, many good tequilas out there. If you've ever had a bad experience with tequila, I challenge you to get with your friends who know a thing or two about tequila and listen to them. A good friend of mine, his name is Patrick, used to work with him. He's a very big bourbon drinker and collector. Knows a lot about spirits in general, and for a long time was telling me about tequila. He's married to a first generation Mexican woman. Her mother and father are from Mexico, and his father-in-law introduced him to some great tequilas over the years, and he really turned me on to that and sent me a list of good tequilas and good mezcals to look out for. And then, you know, there's some Mexican restaurants around here that actually have some really good tequilas that I was lucky enough to try. One particular bottle that I have in front of me right now, this is Don Ramon. It is a Reposado 100% de agave. This bottle was brought to me by Jerry when he came up from Florida about a year ago. I cannot find this here in Kentucky unless I go to that Mexican restaurant. So, yeah, good stuff. There's some really good stuff out there. Going to my top left here. Paul, what are you drinking?
I thought I'd bring out a budget one that I like to keep around. And this actually stays in my freezer. This is Casadores Blanco. This is great. $22 bottle of silver tequila that's perfect for, I mean, sipping neat. It's fantastic. I get a little bit of citrus notes off of it. I really like it. Sip neat cold. But it stands up well in margaritas or any kind of mixed drink. So that's why I keep it in the freezer. I was looking for, I think my favorite tequila right now is Fortaleza. I couldn't find the bottle. I think I still have a bottle in there somewhere. Maybe it got finished and I just don't remember finishing it. But that's probably my go-to. That's probably an $80 or so dollar bottle. But that's some good stuff. But Casadores is one of my... probably my favorite, just $22 mixer bottle. And like I said, I'm drinking it neat, cold out of the freezer right now, and it's fantastic. So can't go wrong with that.
Jerry, what do you got?
Yeah, I don't have Fortaleza, but that is fantastic stuff. It's actually fairly hard to find around here.
It's hard to find up here too, but when I grab it.
We only have a handful of liquor stores that I like to go in that have a decent selection of tequila. But I am sipping on Tequila Ocho. This is their Reposado. Yeah, nice agave sweetness in there. A little bit of citrus. Some like unripened, like grilled pineapple notes in there. And for me, this one's a little bit more peppery than a few of the other tequilas I've had. Which is kind of nice because usually you think of like a sweet agave. This has a little bit of a pepper kick to it somewhere in there. Yeah, this for, I think this is like 50, 55 bucks, if I remember correctly. Yeah, this one of my go-tos. Great in cocktails. It is Reposado, but it is almost clear. I think it's like 6 months in a barrel or something like that, whatever the rules are. Great margaritas, great in cocktails. Great by itself, neat. So one of my favorites.
Yep. And I got a recipe that was emailed to me by, you know, I'm on the email blast from our friends at Traverse City Whiskey. They sent out for Cinco de Mayo the whiskey margarita recipe, which I'm probably going to try as my nightcap tonight. I do not have their American cherry whiskey on hand. I just have their regular whiskey. But the recipe is as follows: 1.5 ounces of American cherry whiskey, 1 ounce of triple sec, 1 ounce of fresh lime juice, and 3/4 ounces of simple syrup. So essentially, it's a margarita using whiskey. So I don't know that I've ever had margarita using whiskey, and I'm going to try it out tonight, I think.
Awesome. That sounds pretty damn good.
I think it was last year I made a margarita with the Chattanooga. I can't remember what batch it is, but it's one of their experimental batches. It's their tequila finish. I made a margarita with that and it was fantastic. But yeah, one of my, since we're talking about cocktails, one of my favorite tequila cocktails outside of a margarita. Sometimes those get a little bit too sweet. It's one I found a couple of years ago. Don't know history on it or nothing like that. It's called the Debbie Don't. 1 ounce tequila, 1 ounce Amaro, 3/4 ounces of lemon juice, and 1/2 ounce of maple syrup. Throw in a shaker with some ice, shake it up, throw it in a coupe with some ice or with a chilled coupe glass, throw it in there, throw a lemon or lime slice in there if you want to make it fancy. Nice sweetness from the tequila and the maple syrup, but that Amaro gives it a nice little bitter, kind of pulls back on the sweetness in it. It's that one is probably my go-to margarita, one outside of a tequila drink outside of a margarita.
Yeah, that sounds great.
It does. So going back to the rules that Jerry alluded to, and there are a lot surrounding tequila, almost as much as surrounding bourbon. So first of all tequila is mezcal, but not all mezcal is tequila. The same way that all bourbon is whiskey, but not all whiskey is bourbon. So in order for it to be considered tequila, it has to be produced in the tequila region of Jalisco, which is a state in central Mexico. It has to be comprised of at least 51% blue agave. And if it is, according to NAFTA, produced in Mexico and then put into a tanker truck and brought across the border without being aged and then aged in America, it is then considered to be an agave spirit. It cannot be considered tequila. It has to be produced and aged in Mexico. So there are different types of tequila as well. Blanco, which is Spanish for blank or white, bottled immediately following distillation. Some can be aged for a very short period of time. Reposado, which is what I'm drinking here, and I believe Jerry has there.
Yep.
Aged between 2 and 12 months in oak barrels. Most of the time, these are spent bourbon barrels. So if you get some of those vanillas and maybe some of those bourbon hints that you get from drinking bourbon, that's why. Joven is a mixture of Blanco and Reposado tequilas. Añejo, which means aged in Spanish. Tequilas aged between 1 and 3 years in oak barrels. Extra Añejo is aged 3 years or more and fantastic tequila if you can find it. Mito or Mixto is how it would be spelled, M-I-X-T-O. That's how you pronounce it. Anyway, tequila containing less than 100% blue agave, usually mixed with sugars or other spirits. Now, there are a ton of debates to be had about which is best. I can tell you which isn't. That would be Pepe Lopez. Do not drink this swill. It's awful. But there are others that are out there that are perfectly good. My personal go-to is Hornitos. You know, you're going to pay $30 to $50 a bottle, depending on what size you're going to get. If you're going to get the small bottle, it's like $33, $35. If you're going to get the big one, it's going to be around $50-something dollars at Costco. And it's we get the Blanco, and I'll make a tequila sunrise or a mimosa tequila sunrise or just drink it straight or whatever. It's got a little hint of lime to it. It's great, and it's readily available around here. It's a performer, not necessarily a price performer. You know, $33 for a bottle of tequila can be a little high, especially with no age on it, but still it's good. It's really, really good. This particular bottle, I had this at a Mexican restaurant and could not find it around me. Jerry happened to be able to find it at Total Wine by him, so he brought it to me, and I'm grateful for it. It's delicious, and there's some really good stuff out there. So don't sleep on the tequilas. You know, if you're walking down your big box store that has bottle after bottle after bottle, walk up and down through there and look. There's a brand of tequila. It's and I got to give it to tequilas over bourbons for celebrity brands. Number one. And that would be number NUMBER. And then one is J-U-A-N, like the name Juan Tequila. And that is Alex Raymundo and Ron White. They're both comedians. They're both fucking hilarious. And this tequila is actually really fucking good. There's some good stuff out there. There's some really good stuff. So don't sleep on tequilas and even mezcals. Don't sleep on those either. They're not all smoky. You may not like smoky liquor. You may not like smoky tequila. You may not, or smoky mezcal. You may not like smoky scotch, but there are other forms of both of those types of spirit out there that don't have that smoke quality to them that are really fucking good. But if you have curious children in your home, I suggest you keep some of that smoky mezcal around, because a curious child got into mine, a curious teenager, and she hated it. And I was glad that that's the bottle that she picked, because that'll keep her away from everything else. That and the cameras. I put a camera in that in the kitchen. But at any rate, yeah, good stuff. Good stuff.
Mm. Yeah. If you're looking to learn more about tequila, my go-to resource is actually an influencer on Instagram, Luis Fernandez. It's Luifern on Instagram, Louis Fern. He's a bar owner, and I mean, he knows everything about cocktails and good tequilas, non-additive tequilas and things like that. That's pretty much where, you know, tequila is a small portion of my, you know, spirits world, but I get a lot of good information from him and good bottles to try. So check that guy out.
Right on. So yeah. So why do we celebrate Cinco de Mayo? I mean, what is it? It's obviously we have plenty of Mexican Americans that live in this country and share within our culture, but why do we really celebrate this? So, and what is it? So Cinco de Mayo marks the anniversary of the 1862 victory by Mexican troops over invading French forces at the Battle of Puebla. So it is not the Mexican Day of Independence. It is not their 4th of July. Let's go ahead and dispel that myth. This is from abc7chicago.com. The triumph over the better equipped and more numerous French troops was an enormous emotional boost for the Mexican soldiers led by General Ignacio Zaragoza. Interestingly enough, this is not a Mexican holiday. They do not celebrate this south of the border. So why the fuck would we celebrate it here? Well, we're Americans. We have a very heavy Irish influence in our culture in this country. And the Irish use any excuse that they possibly can, and so do the English and the Scottish, actually, to drink. And so here we are. We're looking for any excuse that we can to celebrate with a boozy drink. And why the fuck not?
Exactly. You know, that's what I was going to say. We like to celebrate. So why not? Right. I mean, yeah. May, the weather is starting to finally be not so shitty. Like, right. Perfect time for right. A holiday.
That's exactly right. And
we will adapt and mimic and tweak any holiday that we can to make it a day of drinking. Why not?
That's right. That's exactly right. And why the fuck not? Because there's no reason not to. I mean, why not, you know? Most people don't like the French except the French. So why not celebrate, a victory over the French with a good drink from the good folks south of the border? Because these cats can make some damn good spirits. And let's be honest, their food is incredible. And, you know, I mean, if you don't know anybody from south of the border, whether it's Mexico or even farther south, I encourage you to go out and meet some of these folk, because they are some of the nicest, you know, and most friendliest of people that you could possibly encounter. So, and that, you know, they got a hell of a culture and they're hella good people. So, but tequila, holy fuck.
Yeah. To elaborate more on the invasion, Mexico was deeply in debt to Europe for whatever reasons. And Napoleon III decided he was going to try to expand the French Empire and invaded Mexico in 1862. With that said, his 6,000 French troops met up with 2,000 Mexican soldiers. And somehow those 2,000 Mexican soldiers outweighed the 6,000 French troops. And so we have Cinco de Mayo, because
Why the fuck not?
Yeah. I remember seeing something about how Mexico basically said, we'll repay, but we're not going to pay back the interest with it. And Napoleon and a few other people got upset with that. So they sent him over there. And it's all about the damn taxes and fucking all that shit. Well, yeah, not taxes, well, but in interest. Fuck that.
That's why we can't fucking distill our own shit at home, is because Uncle Sam says, no, I want my money. I say, fuck you, Uncle Sam. But, you know, nobody asked me. Anyway.
Yeah. Find yourself a good tequila. Like I said, Tequila Ocho is one of my favorites. You got Tres Agaves. And then El Tequiliendo. I don't know. It's good stuff. I can't really pronounce it. I don't have a good Spanish accent to go with it. It's good stuff. But another one that it's technically not tequila. It's an agave spirit from Florida. Adam's had it. I don't remember if I sent him a sample or not, but I know I brought this up when I met up with him this past summer. It's from Kazuba down in St. Pete. I was there. What was that? 3 years ago now for a buddy's bachelor party. And they were actually distilling this, but they didn't have any that we could try. And then last year, we had the Sunshine Spirit Festival, which is where a couple Florida distilleries get together. Shit, there was probably at least 25 distilleries there, ranging from whiskey, rum, tequila, whiskey, rum, agave spirits, even vodkas and gins. You could try whatever you want. Kazuba was there. I went up and started talking to him. I was like, hey, I was there last year. You guys were distilling it. Glad to be able to try it. And I've had some conversations with them through Instagram and whatnot and Facebook. And he turned around, grabbed the bottle, handed it over to me, said, it's yours. So, yeah, it's not 100% agave. It's agave and cane, but it's fantastic. And like I said, I don't know the price of it, but all their stuff is, I think their most expensive thing is like $60. And that's a 7-year cash strength rye whiskey. So I'd imagine this is down there in like the 30s, just like everything else. And it's a great product. So even if it's not a tequila and it's just an agave spirit or something like that, usually they're pretty good if it's from a reputable company.
Sure. Yeah, that Nulu Extra Añejo agave spirit that I picked up at the distillery, holy fuck. I still got some of that upstairs, and I'll have to send you guys some samples so that we can have that on a show later on. Paul, Jerry had it, but he had it at the distillery with me, but I had a fairly large collection of Nulu. I had no plans to buy anything else while we were there. And then we tried that, and I couldn't leave without it. It's like $65 for the bottle. It's fucking incredible. So good.
Little tangent. I had one product I wanted to buy after.
And
fucking Mike had the bartender open it.
Yeah.
We were sitting at the bar before our tour started, and I tried two or three different Nulus finished, and one of them was finished in a peach brandy barrel, and I kicked that bottle. And after a tour, we go back to the bar, we're all hanging out, and I let Mike and the other guys try it, and Mike liked it so much that he ordered a pour. And they told us if there's anything that you like at the bar, they typically have stuff underneath the bar that you could buy from them. So I asked if I could get the bottle, and the bartender politely said no, because your friend over there just opened the last bottle that we have. So thanks, Mike. Saved me some money, but that stuff was fantastic. But yeah, going back to tequila. You got some people that are 100% additive-free tequilas. That's all they want. And same thing goes for rum. For me, for rum, I typically venture more towards the additive free, the same thing with tequila. But if it tastes good, I don't care if they add stuff to it, as long as they tell you, hey, we added this sugar or this coloring to it. I don't care. Just let me know. If it tastes good, I'm happy with it. Like the Kazubas, it says spirits distilled from agave and cane. So I know there's cane sugar and mixed in with that agave syrup. So as long as you do that and it tastes good, I have no issues with that. And most people don't, but you got those few people that are, if it's not additive free, I don't want it, which good for them. But if it tastes good, I don't give a shit.
Exactly. And that, I mean, that goes across all spirits in my mind. I mean, as long as you're upfront with what you're putting in that bottle, let the consumer be the judge. As long as you're upfront, I'm not going to shy away from anything. Yeah. Price point's good, liquid's good, then yeah, I'm going to be right. A fan. So this mixer that I just was drinking for $22, I'm sure that's not 100% pure. I've really never looked into it, to be honest, because I don't really fucking care. It tastes good, and it's $22. Tastes good, neat. Tastes good in a mixer, as a mixer in a cocktail. So for the price point, fantastic. Daily sipper, 100%. I know there's better stuff out there. I have better stuff. I drink better stuff. But, I mean, you got to try it all. You know, tequila, right. Just like whiskey, it's not the stuff you drank in college off the bottom shelf in the plastic jug that's all sucked in because it's starting to evaporate inside the bottle and everything else. Like, you know, try something else than that golden crap in the plastic bottle on the bottom shelf, because it's, if you were turned off because you had a bad night on Cuervo Gold, don't write off all tequila, because there's a lot of good stuff out there.
Right. All right, guys, I think that does it for this bonus episode. Make sure to check out some tequilas. Don't sleep on them, because they're good shit. And don't forget to check us out on our website, bourbonbeardsandbelvederes.com. Make sure to check out our Instagram at bourbonbeardsandbelvederes and our TikTok at BURBNBeardsBelvederes, because TikTok is fucking stupid and won't let us have the handle that we want. Until next week, cheers.
Happy Cinco de Mayo.